What you're about to hear is a clip from an episode that had to be re-recorded due to issues in the recording session, but this survived, and it's just too good not to share.
That whole Pershing episode, more important, and also not a episode that was widely hailed as one of the worst of the season, now comes back. Oh, look at that. Once again, long-term storytelling. Congratulations, people. It's become clear that in most fandoms, especially the Star Wars fandom, people seem to not have the time or the patience for this long-term storytelling like they had in Obi-Wan Kenobi. People were talking about Reva right off the bat. There's no storytelling. And then, oh, look, by the end of the season, it was beautiful. And then here again, with that Dr. Pershing episode, everyone was complaining about it. Not everyone. Many people were complaining about how it was like a filler episode. It was not needed. Everything in that episode was important. As I stated before on the show, I said that it, at the very least in that episode, it showed how powerful the Empire still is, even after it was defeated, and how much pull they have still to this day in the Star Wars timeline. So with that being said, I also need to point out that not any single Star Wars property is perfect. The closest to being perfect would be Empire Strikes Back, and even that has some glaring issues. Still fantastic, but perfect? So to expect that from the Disney properties and then to get mad when you don't get it is absolutely ridiculous. And I've been very nice up until these last few episodes on my podcast, and I'm just over it at this point. If you want to complain about an actress playing a child version of Princess Leia, you want to be racist towards Moses Ingram for her portrayal of a Sith Lord, a Sith character. And I'm just tired of all the complaints about the Disney is ruining Star Wars. No, if anything, Disney saved Star Wars. And I'm looking right. Disney saved Star Wars. There are issues in every single version of Star Wars. The prequels aren't perfect. The original trilogy isn't perfect. And nothing since has been perfect. Are the sequels my favorite? No. I really loved The Force Awakened. I really thought that initially, like my first viewing of The Last Jedi, I walked out of it going, oh my God, that might be better than Empire. And then I watched it again. I was like, whoa, okay. No, it's not. But it was still a fun movie. And the direction they were going, if they would have stayed to that committed path, I think that the third episode of that trilogy would have made the second one that much better. But we never got that. So alas, we'll never know. But then you look at like some of the things that Disney has done. Disney gave us the Siege of Mandalore. That story arc right there in the last season of the Clone Wars is arguably the best Star Wars content we've ever got. And then you look at some of the things in Obi-Wan Kenobi. Did I like everything Obi-Wan Kenobi? Absolutely not. But the scenes with him and Vader? You're telling me any of the bad parts of Star Wars isn't worth that? I mean, come on. And I said when I was talking about the prequels, I didn't like the three Star Wars episodes 1 through 3. I didn't like them. But I loved parts of them, so I can still enjoy them. Like, it seems like if the entire movie or the entire show isn't absolutely iconic, it's mid or bad. And if that's the case, then you're wrong. And I really hope that you can enjoy things just a little bit. I mean, like, and anyone who knows me, like really knows me, knows how crazy it is for me to say that, because I have a problem enjoying things my damn self. But this is Star Wars. And enjoy it. If you don't like it, then stop watching it. It's really that simple. I just, it's not like it's a requirement from the national government to watch these properties. You're choosing to specifically just to bitch about them. I guess I just don't get that line of thinking, and I never will. But then you look at The Mandalorian, like, has everything been great? No. But the scenes that, like, the Luke, Prime Luke, taking out all those dark troopers, again, that episode can live as some of the greatest Star Wars content ever. And if you think if you disagree with me, that's fine. But I'm gonna need some receipts as why you think that, not just because you thought it was mid or because his whole strike force was a female. Like, no, you got to give me some legitimate reasons as why you didn't like it or think that it is good. You don't have to like it, but that episode, that final season finale, I was a loss for words. I still am to this day. I watch it again going, God, I can't believe we got this. I mean, the thought of ever seeing Luke at his prime, at his most powerful, was something we were never going to get. And not for nothing, if it wasn't for Disney taking over, we wouldn't have Grogu. And I'm not saying that because, he's so cute. But Lucas never wanted any of Yoda's backstory or anything like that to be told. If you go to the Star Wars databank, the official Star Wars databank, and you look at what his planet of origin is or species, it's unknown. He always intended it to be that way. So to be able to expand on that creature, like that species, would never have happened. And to think that character, Grogu, could now live for 900 years, even more possibly, and could literally be in the next 20 Star Wars properties set in the now in future timelines, and that would never have happened. We would have never got more into The Mandalorians for the exact same reason, because you wanted the mystery. And, you know, for the trilogy, I get it. You know what I mean? For the original, his story, I absolutely understand. But Disney isn't ruining Star Wars. If anything, it saved it. And I just can't. I can't fathom anymore how people still are bitching about certain, like, this show has been fantastic. And then you look at, like, Andor. I wasn't a big fan of the show. Like, I watched it, and it was fantastic. Like, every single cinematic element that show did, it knocked it out the park. I mean, knocked it out the park. It just didn't really, like, appeal to me. I just didn't, none of the characters really hooked me personally, and I know a lot of people felt otherwise. You know what I mean? And that's fine. Like, I don't have to like everything. But again, I enjoyed it. I watched it. You know what I mean? Like, and to sit there and, like, be so mad about it, it doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't.